we'd like to know the future, but the question is, can you handle it? If you knew it, can you handle it? And we've been looking at Daniel because we're in some times now that people are scratching their head. They're wondering, where in the world are we? What in the world is going on? It kind of brings back that song Marvin Gaye said, "What's going on?" And actually, I believe he was reflecting on the times in which he was living in. And as someone who would influence a lot of young people, which I was one of them in the day, he was saying, you better take time to think. If you're not thinking, if you're not really engaged in understanding what this is all about, it's going to take you unaware and it's going to take you down. A lot of people are struggling right now. A lot of people are trying to define it. And I keep telling you every Sunday, don't worry about it. Amen. God's got this. Amen. It's all a part of His plan. Today I'm going to start into helping you understand a little bit more about what's going on. Nebuchadnezzar had this strange dream to bring you into context with what is happening in Daniel. He had this strange dream. And so what he did is ask all of his wise men, call them up to the palace, says, hey, you know, I've had this dream. And I need to know from you what's happening. Why am I having this dream and can you explain it? Well, wise men said, hey, tell us the dream. Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm not going to do it. Because how do I know that you wouldn't give me something and just tell me something to pacify me? I need to understand what this is all about. He became furious at them because they said, nobody would ask their servants to tell something that you wouldn't give them the understanding. And they said something. They said, only the gods. Of course, they were multi-god worshipers. Fact is, only God can tell you what you need to know. And He will tell you when He gets ready. Nebuchadnezzar became furious, sent out the royal decree. All the wise men in Babylon are going to be executed, put to death, because they could not give me understanding. Pick up in verse 14. Then Daniel answered with counsel. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with wisdom and tact. He asked the king's officer, why did the king issue such a harsh decree? Arioch explained the matter to Daniel. At this, Daniel went into the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for himself. Let me pause right there. This soldier had come, this captain had come to put them to death. If Daniel had smart-mouthed him in the least, he would have cut his head off. It said he used tact and wisdom. You get mad at folk and you're up in people's face. You don't know what they're going to do. Amen. You better wise up. Look at somebody, tell them, wise up. So Daniel asked with tact. He asked with wisdom. And that's what God is going to give to His people. He's going to give them wisdom to know how to talk to folk and get results. Daniel said, give me just a little more time and I'll be able to tell you this interpretation. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, nicknamed by Babylon Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know about that. He urged them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. From this text, I want to talk to you today about believing God when you don't understand. Amen. believing God when you don't understand. You may be seated. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us to be here. Thank you for those who've dialed in online. And Lord, I thank you for your holy word, because we know that it is your word that we're looking at today. Your word that we're depending on today. Your word that sustains us, that keeps us when we're troubled, and picks us up and delivers us when we're down. Open your word and open our hearts to understand your truth. I pray in Jesus' mighty name, and all the people said, amen. Being in a good place can often give you the idea and make you think, man, everything's all right. I'm really, really doing well right now. And that's good. We're not condemning the fact that things might be going well, but what I want to warn you today is that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, things can happen and turn your world upside down. And for that reason, we need clarity. We need to have in our mind the truth that will not change, that God is in complete control all the time. He's never at a place where he panics and said, oh my God, what am I going to do? He is God. I want you to wrap your mind around that, because I know that a lot of things might be going on in your life. And I'm not just talking about in the political world. I'm talking about in your personal life. You're going along fine. You're trying to make it through. But all of a sudden you go to the doctor and now you're dealing with another set of problems and issues. All of a sudden in the mail, you get a letter that you hadn't been expecting from folk that you don't even know telling you you're being sued. Daniel and his friends were not called to the palace. They were not called up where the other wise men came, because they're in training. They're being trained to be wise men, and they're at the head of the class. They know a lot of things. As a matter of fact, the Bible said they're 10 times smarter than everybody else in class. They're at the top of the class. Straight A's. But all of a sudden, because of what other people have done, now they find themselves moving from the honor roll to death row. The king has issued a decree. Since the upper echelon of wise men can't tell me, I'm going to do away with all of them. You ever had to pay for other folks' problem? What other people didn't do, now you got to end up bearing the brunt of their failure. Help me, somebody. That's what happens when you put your confidence in man. They'll always let you down. Why? Because they are human. Things that we don't even understand. Now, Daniel, who thought, man, I'm doing well. I'm able to look ahead. We came here as captives. We came here as downcast. All of our things were taken away from us. Our names were changed to something else. But we're doing okay now. At least that's what we tell ourselves. Few more years, I'm going to retire, and I'm just going to kick back, and man, everything going to be all right. And for those of you that are already retired, you say, man, my 401k plan look like it's doing pretty good. I'm doing all right. But all of a sudden, the news comes. Let me just say to some of you who feel a little bit secure, you got money in the bank, who knows if you're going to be here to spend it? Things that you don't understand, it can happen at any moment. Last week, watching the news, and flight number 5342 en route to land at Reagan International Airport didn't make it. Collided with a Black Hawk helicopter. And you say, man, that's tragic. Yeah, it was. It was. We prayed for the people, and they didn't realize it, but at the same time, at the same moment that they were getting ready to land, there was another aircraft getting ready to take them off into eternity. Are y'all listening to me? Somewhere they were on a list that says, today is your day. Now, I don't want to break it to you too hard, but I got to tell you, because I wouldn't be a preacher if I didn't tell you that you're on that same list. Today may not be your day, but you're on that list, and one day, are y'all with me? It's going to be your day. And for that reason, you better get ready. As they would say, get your house in order, because the day is surely coming. A little bit later in the week, we got the news of another aircraft going down. They had come to simply take a young child to receive treatment at the Shriners Hospital. Took off, but didn't land. Person on the ground, not knowing what's going on, but all of a sudden, now they too are gone. I'm not here trying to frighten you. I'm just trying to create a reality in your mind while you think you're secure. My grandma said, you better put your hand in God's hand. When you got your hand in God's hand, you know that some way, somehow, God will take care of you. I don't know why I feel like preaching like this today, but sometimes you just got to tell it. Daniel and his friends never thought that they would be in that position. Why? Because the king had picked them out and said, man, y'all, you guys are good. You're going to do well. Go on back to school. But all of a sudden now they have to face this issue. You are on the list. So what do? You use wisdom. You use wisdom. Guess where wisdom comes from? Doesn't come from a book that you read. I know Aristotle, and I know Socrates, and I know, yeah, you might know them, but there are some things that Aristotle didn't learn that he can't tell you. There are some things that people just don't know until you ask God. The Bible says in the book of James, if any of you lack wisdom, let him do what? Let him ask of God, who gives to all people liberally and does not scold you for it. I wish I could preach the way I feel today. Look at somebody, tell them, you better believe God. Look at somebody else, tell them, you better believe God. Some things you're not going to understand, therefore you got to believe God. And sometimes God will tell us, just trust me. Yeah, what we're trying to learn is too big for us to understand. And God will simply say, just trust me. As a matter of fact, he will tell us, just hold my hand. Everything will be all right. Ladies and gentlemen, Nebuchadnezzar's dream that he had was not about Nebuchadnezzar. Let me say that again. Nebuchadnezzar's dream, here's the ruler of the entire world. Here is the man who is in charge of everything. I know we got a lot of leaders today that think they're in charge of everything. Yeah, you better think again. You're not in charge of time. You're not in charge of eternity. You're not in charge of your next breath. You're not in charge of your next heartbeat. It's got to come from somewhere. God's got to be your way maker. I wish I could preach like I feel today. God's got to be the one that tells you everything is going to be all right. Good God Almighty, I feel like preaching today. And when you can't understand, God said, walk with me, and I'll talk you through this. I'll talk you through it. Yeah. You go to the doctor, and the doctor's saying this, and he's saying that, and you're saying, I don't understand, but I know somebody who does understand. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to tell you. I'm just trying to tell you that you're going to run across some stuff. I know you got your graduate degree and your postgraduate degree. I know you got certificates behind your name. I realize all of that. But there's going to come a day that you're going to need the Lord. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Oh, glory to his name. Death. You're threatened with it. Look at it. It's certain. It's certain. But what I learned is death ain't nothing but an old bad dog. God will keep him tied. Every now and then he let him loose, and that old bad dog will chase somebody. But the only thing that death can do is chase the child of God to the Lord. That's the only thing he can do. One preacher described it this way: death ain't nothing but an Uber driver, a taxi cab. So that when you need a ride to glory, he will take you. But as far as he can go is the gates of heaven. Come on, shout, saints. It can be sudden. But here's the good news. You and I can be prepared. What are we doing here in this church? This is a gymnasium where the children of God come to work out their praise. This is a gymnasium where the people of God come together to pray and call on the mighty name of God. This is a place where you ain't got no time to look at what that one doing, what this one doing. You better put your eyes on the one that can get you prepared. Yeah, I know T.D. Jake said, get ready, but I'm going to tell you, be ready. Threatened. Here's Daniel saying to himself, man, I got to be careful. This guy has been given orders to take my life, and if I get smart with him, that's what some folk do. Well, you, let me just tell you what my rights are. Let me just break it down to you. I had a guy drew a gun on me. I was getting ready to join the military. I'm up in Roanoke. I'm minding my own business, getting ready to join the military. And he stuck a gun in my face, said, "Give me all you got." You know, my mama told me something before I left. I didn't know the Lord at this time, but my mama told me something before I left home. Same God that take care of you at the house, he gonna be with you on your journey. I'm looking down at a gun barrel, and now I'm having to say to myself, what am I going to do? I didn't get smart with that guy. I said, I got an apple. You want the apple? Here it is. Wisdom. You got to have it. You can't live without it. You got to be prepared. You know, I felt so sad with all those people, but I know also that, you know, the people that love the Lord, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Yeah. When you know that, you have that confidence. And when Daniel and his friends recognize we're not in Babylon by ourselves, our God came with us. When we left, he was walking with us. Allie's right beside you. He's right beside you. He says, I will never leave you. Miss Cabley says, I will never abandon you. God is always there. With that realization, there are some things that Daniel recognized. He saw that things can change at any time. Things can change at any time. at any time. But we're reading this book now by a young man named Brandon Farbstein. He says now, you don't need to change everything. A lot of people say, if I get red, I got to change it. No. You just need to change one thing. How's your walk with God? How is your walk with God? Doesn't say it in any text in the book of Daniel, but it's evident he walked with God. Are you walking with God, or are you just pretending? If you're walking with God, you have that confidence. You believe that God the Son is in your heart. God the Holy Spirit is teaching and guiding you, is in your life. If you believe that, then you're walking with God. As we look at this text, I want to also share with you that Daniel did something that, as far as children of God, every one of us need to do now. You got to step up. What you have been professing, telling people about, you now need to possess it. Don't just tell me about it. Show me. Now, look at it this way. Daniel was probably saying to himself, I ain't got nothing to lose to going before the king. If it don't work, what the plan I got, then guess what? I'm going to die. But at least I get a little more time. Look at somebody, tell them a little more time. Look. So he goes to the king, and here's what he says to the king. He says, now, king, I know you issued the order, but give us time, and I will give you the interpretation. Why in the world would Daniel want to make such a statement if all of the wise men in Babylon has failed to live up to this expectation of the king? Why would he put himself on the line? You got to be reading Daniel, because the Bible would tell us in chapter 1 that God gave him wisdom in dreams and visions. So Daniel was saying, first of all, if God has an issue here with what Nebuchadnezzar dreamed, and I'm one being trained not just by the Babylonians, but I'm being trained by God to interpret dreams, I believe I'm the man. I believe I'm ready to step up. See, you got to know when it's time for you to move up. Other folks, well, I don't want to offend anybody. You know what? Your life is on the line. You don't care who you offend. You just want to get it done. Amen? You just want to do what the Lord has called you to do. Here's another thing that I've learned, that when you begin to depend on God, God will make a way out of no way. There have been some times that some of you have been in trouble. You didn't have the answer, didn't know where the answer was coming from, but right at the moment when you needed God to make a way in your life, he showed up. Oh, just take a few minutes and just raise your hand and tell him, thank you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for providing for me. Standing in front of a judge, and he's about to tell you something, but then you speak to the Lord, and he changed his mind. Can I get a witness in here? That's God. That's God. And I believe something was prompting Daniel. Something was telling him, you know, something inside of me, telling me to go ahead. So he was telling Daniel, go on up there to the king. Tell him what you got on your mind. And guess what? The king said, all right, if y'all gonna do it, I'll give you a little bit more time. I'll give you a little bit more time. God is giving us a little bit more time. The other day was not your day, because God said, I'm gonna give you a little bit more time. Now the question is not what, how much time you got, but are you going to do what he told you to do? Amen. Daniel said, I'm going to first go to my friends, and we're going to get to praying. We say we have prayer meetings here at the church. Do we? I I'm just asking. Matter of fact, you don't have to make a special service out of it. While you're sitting there in your seat right now, you could be issuing a prayer up to God. Lord, thank you for today. Lord, lead me in my life. I got this to do tomorrow, but I know that I can do nothing without you, but I can do all things through you. You could be praying right now. You don't need a special time. You don't need a set special date. All you got to do is make up your mind, I'm going to pray. You looking around anyway, seeing what everybody else doing. Why don't you look up? See what God is doing. I ain't picking on you. I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying. Being in this place where they were, not just any old plan would work. They had to get God's plan. Here's what they did. Here's some of the things I put in there. I'm just going to go through a few of them that keep us from really getting into God's plan. I call them snares. Snares. In the country, we used to have these barbed wire fences that you try to cross them. All of a sudden, you get snagged, and you're way away from it, or maybe it's up there so high. Now you're tied up, and you're tangled up, and you can't get loose. That's where some folks are. If these things happen in people's lives, what the first thing they want to do is argue about it. Why does God happen to me? Why the Lord let all this... Listen. God lets happen whatever he wants to happen. Let me put it to you another way. Nothing can happen without God. You mean he allows all of this, yeah, to show us how evil and mean and contrary that we can be. He lets these things happen. It's not in his perfect will, because his perfect will is that everybody would do right. But we have this thing called free choice. We can choose. That's why Jesus said, choose ye this day. When you choose, now you're saying, my priorities are different. Daniel and his friends recognized that it would pay them no good to protest. Wouldn't do them a bit of good. Matter of fact, you're wasting your breath. Wasting your breath. What you can do is talk to the Lord. Tell him all about it. And you know what happens? First thing God does when you come in his presence with a burden, you know what he does? He removes the burden from you and says, let's talk. I'm your shepherd. I'm your light. I'm your blessed hope. I'm your friend. I'm your God. I can do all things. Now you hold on. I'm going to do it. But you got to wait upon the Lord. And they that wait upon the Lord are not going to get weaker. They shall renew their strength. Keep praying. Keep calling. Keep asking. Keep pouring out yourself before God and watch him. Watch him pour you out a blessing that there'll not be room enough to receive. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to go through this one, though. This is very important. A lot of people try to avoid the problem. How are you going to avoid it? I'm just going to put it out of my mind, like Charlotte O'Hare in Gone with the Wind. I'm just going to put it out. I'll think about that another day. And some people try to put it out of their mind. I'm just going to get drunk. I'm going to stop by it. I'm going to give me a fifth, put it in front of me, and I'm going to drink it away. Guess what? After you sober up. Now you got a hangover, you still got the problem. Help me, Jesus. Then people try to accuse other folk. It's your fault. Blame goes on somebody else, not me. Let me tell you something. The Bible clears that up. It says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You ain't got no business and no reason to point at somebody else when you know that you need to clean your own self up. What that song y'all say? Sweep around your own house. Here's mine. I'm going to admit to mine, all right? I'm going to admit to mine, all right? Mine is, you know what? I'll just do it myself. But old age is telling me. old age is talking to me. Old age is saying, you can't do like you thought you could do. You're going to need some help. Here's why we as the body of Christ have to come together. You might know that this one's got that fault, but you need them. This one, they always like to talk about this, but you need them. Don't throw away anybody because you need them. Well, I'll just go over here and sit on the other side of the church. But you still need them. Amen. Being together as the body of Christ gives us this enormous opportunity where Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name. Come on, look around the church. Look around the church. Look around the church. I can't count them all, but these are about a couple hundred folk. You need every one of them. Why? Because you don't know which one has got the gift that you might need for today. Even the young people, you don't know what God can do in them. Come on, somebody. You don't know. And what you got to do is just say, you know what? I'm going to get over this little pity stuff, and I'm going to get over this little petty stuff, and I'm going to work with my brother and sister, and we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Come on, shake your head and say, we're going to be all right. Let me go on to preach. Problems are always God's opportunity for guidance. Isn't that something? Delphia, when we got a problem, God said, no, no, we don't have problems in heaven. We have opportunities. Amen. This problem came up so that God would show Nebuchadnezzar, you ain't in charge. But he showed him, Daniel, a vision that was bigger than him. Nobody in the kingdom could figure it out. But late in the midnight hour, Daniel and his friends, they kept praying. They kept praying. God, I believe you can. I know you can. And God, we're going to praise you in advance because I know you're going to reveal it. Before the sun rises tomorrow, you're going to give us exactly what we need. And the Bible said that night. Oh, glory to God. How many of y'all ever knew that something was going to happen on the next day and you needed God to move that night? And when you needed him most, God came through. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because when every problem, now I'm just like you, I complain, Lord, why are they going on? You don't. You think Pastor Coleman always got it together. No, no, no. I break down sometimes. But I know where to break down, and I know who to take my problem to. I love the Lord because he heard my cry and pitied every groan. I called on the Lord in my time of need, and God stepped in. God stepped in. You always have an opportunity when God is at us. He's near us. Late in that night, Daniel got the revelation. He said he got it in a vision. Let me explain to you spiritually what a vision is. You're in a place now where God takes you out of your natural frame of mind. These are not normal thoughts. These are God-directed thoughts that now begin to invade and take over Daniel's mind. He began to show him a panoramic view of everything that Nebuchadnezzar had dreamed. Nebuchadnezzar dreamed it. Daniel saw it. God put it on the big screen. I heard a man by the name of Mr. James Mosley told me as a little boy, he said, whatever you do, Sonny Buck, look for the big picture. Look for the big picture. Some of us straining at the little small picture, small print, trying to read that. Look at God's big picture. Amen. His big picture is given to us in Psalm 24:1. He said, the earth is the Lord's. And everything in it. God showed Daniel the same statue that Nebuchadnezzar saw. Showed him what it was made of. Head of gold. Body of other types of metals. And got down to the feet where it was part metal and part clay. And that represented the weakness. Daniel got the vision, and you would think, man, I'm off to see the king. I'm going to tell the king. No, no, no. He stopped and said, God, first of all, before I do anything else with this, I'm going to praise you. Amen. A lot of time, God's people are guilty of getting a blessing from God, but not praising him, amen, not thanking him, amen, not realizing that you're going to need him again. Yes. Go on and praise him because it's a miracle that God gave you. God owes you nothing, and yet he's willing to give us everything if we would simply call on him. And then after we get the blessing, lift your hands and, Lord, thank you. All of the mighty things that you've done. What Nebuchadnezzar, and I'll get into this later on. I'll get into this next week. Next week, Brother Levern, Deacon Levern Marshall, he's going to speak to our youth here at the church. And I want you to be praying for him and everything, and I want you to pray for him. But God has showed Daniel that what Nebuchadnezzar, even if he explained what he dreamed, he didn't know what it meant. God took one symbolic statue and showed Nebuchadnezzar every kingdom that would come on the face of the earth, beginning with him and going all the way down to the fragile kingdoms of the world. And ladies and gentlemen, that statue is still standing today, but it's getting ready to fall. Y'all didn't hear what I said. I don't want to get into Nick. I'm going to give you a preview to it. In the vision, while the statue is standing, there's this stone carved out of the mountain. And it begins to roll up to that statue, grinds it to dust. We're getting ready for the main event. Jesus is that rock in a weary land. Jesus is that stone hewn out of the mountain that came upon him, and the Bible said it grew. What's going to grow? The kingdom of God is going to fill this earth. Folks, instead of us being, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, you ought to look up and know that your redemption draweth nigh. We're getting to the end of the story right now, and I'm here to tell you that at the end of it all, Jesus is going to reign. I wish I could have a better way of telling you, but that's the best way I can. That's the best way I can. Instead of us getting excited about the Lord come back, I don't know what I'm going. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to go back with him. Yeah. Yeah. All these thousands of years, he's been waiting for that time for the Father to look over and tell him, son, it's time. Here we are going, I don't want to go. Well, keep your behind here. Excuse me, Lord. I kind of slipped on it. I'm just saying. Now, hold on, man. That was Coleman, all right? That wasn't the Holy Spirit. But what the Holy Spirit does want us to do is to get ready. He wants us to be prepared. And that's what we have to do. How do we stay prepared? Love one another. Amen. Amen. What would the Lord do when he sees his church loving each other? We were talking about the other night. These kids, dad asked them, said, if you had a question that you want to ask Jesus, what would you ask him? One said, you know, I'd ask him, how big is the universe? And dad said, oh, that's good, that's good. Then they asked the little girl, what would you ask Jesus? She said, I'd just ask him for a hug. Yeah, I said the same thing. When he comes back, he opens up the sky, a trumpet sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And one of the first things he's going to do, he's going to give us a hug and dry our eyes. Because he knows that we had to cry down here. Yeah. He knows that we have to struggle.
Yes.
But his words are, it's all right now. It's all right now.
Yes.
Church, hold on. Amen. You're not going to understand everything. Just hold on. The same God that revealed visions to Daniel, he'll show you what you need to do in your life. Just hold on. Closing points are simply pray about everything. I got a thought, but pray about it. Pray about it. Second, believe that God will work it out. I know it's stressing you out. I realize it's getting on your nerves, and you're almost to the point where you're saying to yourself, I don't know what I'm going to do. Believe that God will work it out. If it's impossible for you, know that he will, in his own way, at his own time, bring you through. Then lastly, simply praise him. Praise him why? Because you got a future. Your future is secure. Neither height nor depth, nor things present, nor things to come, nor angels, nor principalities. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You got a future. Make sure that you hold on to Jesus. Is that all right? Look at somebody, tell them it's going to be all right. Amen. It's going to be all right. Pray this together as we stand. As we stand. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we know that you are always watching over your children. Thank you that nothing, not even death, can separate us from your love. May we always find comfort that on our worst days and our best days, you are always with us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Always with us. We praise you through Christ, our Lord. Now give a big shout, amen. Amen, amen. While you remain standing, I want to give the invitation. There may be someone today that perhaps has never opened their heart to Christ. Today would be a good day. Now would be a good time for you to do that. If you're online, you can't come in here, but what you can do is right where you are, just simply say, Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I've sinned. I've come short of the glory of God, but I believe that you're my Savior. And if you do that, you can write to us here at Crossroad. Send us an email. Send us a text. And we'll be glad to hear from you. Go to our website, crossroadbc.com, and it'll direct you how you can get in touch with us in here. Invitation is given. Did y'all learn something today?
Yes, God.
All of that, all of the prophecy from the time of Nebuchadnezzar to the end time was in that one statue, and the king didn't know about it. He didn't know about it, but Daniel had to tell him. Amen? Amen. May God move in your life richly and bless you beyond measure. Anyone like to come to the altar and pray? Altar's open. You can come and pray. Yeah. so good. Go on and tell it for yourself. Tell it for yourself. Jesus. Lord, thank you for being with us in the ups and downs in life. Thank you that when we were burdened, you lifted our burden. Thank you, Lord, when we didn't know which way to go, you made a way out of no way. Thank you, God, that even in dangers and perilous times, you kept us in your loving care. When we had to go to the doctor and didn't know what he was going to say, God, you provided for us. You're our healer, you're our friend, you're our lawyer, you're our one that makes a way for us. You fight our battles, you bring us to victory. God, we just want to thank you for everything that you've done. And right now, Lord, as your children stand around the altar, some need you for one thing, some need you for another thing. But you know what we need even than we do ourselves. God, make a way for us. Send a breakthrough in the lives of your people. Some have been praying a long time, waiting on an answer. Lord, let them know today that you got the answer. The answer's in you. And Father, I'm just praying, Lord, that you'd lift the burden from your children's heart. You said to cast all your care upon me. And Lord, that's what we're going to do today. That care, that doubt, that fear, that anxiety, we're going to cast it upon you. Worrying about that loved one, worrying about that child, we're going to cast it upon you. Lord, not knowing how finances are going to work out, we're going to cast it upon you. Things that are going on in our body and we don't even know about it, we're going to cast it upon you, because you're the living God. You're the greatest of everything, and we ascribe to you glory, honor, majesty, power, dominion, and might. It all belongs to you, and we confess that in you we are whole and we are healed today. We are delivered, we are blessed, Lord, that you will use us in a mighty way. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I'm praying, God, that if there's something that we didn't present before you, that you would just touch us right now. Some may be carrying that load of sin in their life and too ashamed to let you know, but God, you already know. All you want them to do is just say, Lord, would you forgive me? And I know that you'll deliver them today. Because you're just that kind of God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Bless right now. Heal right now. Those that are battling high blood pressure, cancer, those that are battling, Lord, their heart disease, we pray for them right now that you would heal and touch them in the name of Jesus. God, I know you can. I believe you will. Because we speak the name of Jesus, that blessed name. We speak that mighty name. Lord, we're getting ready to leave this place right now. But I pray that you send us out another way. Send us out full of joy. Send us out full of excitement. Send us out with the expectation that, Lord, greater things are yet to come, because we believe in you. We bless you. Praise you. And Lord, bless our offering that we give to you. May it be honored in your sight. May your children, Lord, love you as they give. Worship worship you as they give. Lord, may they magnify your name. Now, unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his throne with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, dominion, and might, both now and forever. Can you say amen? Can you say amen?